for the moments when there was no Cadman here at all. He sang the tales, but the song within the tales was wordless and had no need for any tale at all. That first song, written down, is with us still. It is named for Cadman, as it must be, but it should also be named for all of us, who have ever been and ever will be, and for all skylarks, and every hooting seal and farting calf, and each separate petal of a speedwell, and every single star. The song that is everything, and is everywhere, and will be for evermore, till all is sung.
That was the writer David Armand with his portrait of fellow Northumbrian Cadman. In tomorrow's essay, Professor Jinty Nelson explores the role of thanes, those who worked in the service of the monarch, and their part in the court of King Alfred. That's at the same time, 11:15. Earlier in the evening, we'll be crossing live to the Royal Festival Hall for a very special concert given by the Philharmonia Orchestra. It's a birthday concert, in effect, a concert to mark the bicentenary of the Royal Philharmonic Society, which came into life to promote music and indeed to commission a great deal of it. Beethoven's Ninth Symphony came into being because of it, so too plenty of music by the likes of Mendelssohn, Dvorak and Delius, and it continues to be a mainstay of music-making in this country. Well, tomorrow night you can hear music by both Mendelssohn and Dvorak, and also by Brahms, a performance of his First and Troubled Symphony. Radio 3 goes live in concert to the RPS's bicentenary concert tomorrow night at 7:30. Well, this is Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock now, and next tonight, Verity Sharp presents this evening's edition of Late Junction.
An old ghost has blown through me today, blown through you too. I saw the way your shoulders moved when they mentioned his name. Can we go sit up on the hill? I need to tell you how he held a corner of my heart. For years it was the empty apple cart I dragged around. You sing about his brown eyes, it's true I do, but these verses fell out before I knew. Blue eyes, blue, 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 blue as kingfisher eggs, there's only you, and I will never love brown eyes again, you see. It's just blue for me now, blue, blue, only blue, and they are so. Sometimes I don't know what to do, and I will never love brown eyes again. My darling, I'll never love brown eyes again. And brown eyes never loved me like you do. Getting overgrown, not seeing the path I'm on will always take me home. But now you are my home, let's lie down on the floor and wrap me in your polar bear arms. You know, I just need to stare into your blue eyes, blue, 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 blue as kingfisher eggs. There's only just blue for me now, yes, blue, blue, only blue, and they are so blue, I wanna dive into them, and I will never love brown eyes again, darling, I'll never love brown eyes again, and I will never love brown eyes again. Brown eyes never loved me like you. No brown eyes.
That's Martha Tilston and Blue Eyes from her album Machines of Love and Grace. And there are a few opportunities to see her live in February. She'll be in Bridport, Bristol and Birmingham. Just to name a few, do have a look at her website for the details. Welcome to Late Junction. Tomorrow night we're going to have the latest of our Late Junction sessions. And this is a collaboration between Lowell's great accordion player Martin Green and the very creative composer and sitar player Shima Mukherjee. When she was learning music, she grew up very much with one foot in the West and the other very firmly in the Indian tradition, learning her craft from the great Ali Akbar Khan, amongst others. So no surprises that her music today is a rich blend of both worlds. This is a piece called Morning. Thank you. Shima Mukherjee and her piece Morning. Be sure to tune into tomorrow night's programme to hear her in collaboration with Martin Green, and we'll also hear something from him a little bit later on tonight. This is Late Junction on BBC Radio 3, and here is François Breu.
Cela m'a rempli d'enthousiasme et nous sommes partis dans notre automobile. Nous avons roulé jour et nuit, pris des chemins impraticables, vu des choses épouvantables, fouillé la carte d'état-major de nos rêves, mais cette ville ne s'y trouvait pas. Nous avions tellement roulé, nous trouvions sur le rebord. Tu t'es penché et tu m'as dit, ici ce n'est que la fin d'un monde. Cela m'a rempli de questions et nous sommes repartis dans notre automobile. Nous avons roulé jour et nuit, pris des chemins impraticables, vu des choses épouvantables. Après tout, peut-être n'importe où, pour caresser le velours. Cette ville allongée étendait ses bras, réel et chaud dans nos pensées. Et cette ville allongée étendait ses bras, réel et chaud dans nos pensées. Après tout, peut-être n'importe où, pour caresser le velours du jour. Thank you.
A piece by Max de Wardner called 24 Lies Per Second, which is the title track of Power Plant's latest album, and also one piece in a trilogy where Max de Wardner's set out to make music, he says, of childlike innocence, but with sinister undertones. I'll play you another piece in that trilogy a little bit later on tonight. Meanwhile, this is Hildegard of Bingen's Vision of Fire, fire being to her something that represented the Holy Spirit and brought wisdom.
Thank you.
The vocal quartet Anonymous Four with the fire of creation by the 10th century mystic and visionary Hildegard of Bingen. This is Late Junction on BBC Radio 3, and tomorrow night's Late Junction session features Shima Mukherjee, who you heard earlier tonight, and the accordionist Martin Green, who's a champion of British folk music, but he's also an experimenter. He's very adept with electronics. He loves bringing a touch of the weird to his music, and he's written many large-scale commissions too. Here he is with the trio that's been busy sculpting tracks from Celtic folk tunes and winning many awards along the way recently. This is Lau and their piece, Torsa.
Thank you.
So that's Lau, Chris Drever, Aidan O'Rourke and Martin Green and the track Torser from their album Race the Loser. And you can hear Martin in session with Shima Mukherjee on tomorrow night's programme. I'm Verity Sharp. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 and in similarly upbeat mood, this is Congo's Marino Batamba.
Kibosa bae, bolingo e pandele, otikali na bwalege, diriye siya e. Teres bolingo ya bomwa nampasi, lelo tosuki wapio, tosuki wapio. Teteyo sala kibosa bae, bolingo e pandele, otikali na bwalege. Bale ye 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 Teres bolingo ya bomo na pasi Lelo tosuki wapio Peti pere ye 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 Tua Ah Teresia
Yeah.
That's Moreno Matamba and a very rare recording that Stearns have just made available to the wider world, a song called Teresa, recorded in the late 1970s with the studio band Orchestra Bonanzardi. Great energy and enthusiasm in their playing, although Moreno Matamba died all too young in 1993. Just going back to the music of Max de Wardener, here's another piece in his trilogy 24 Lies Per Second, written for the percussion collective Power Plant. This one is called Im Dorfe, meaning in the village, and it takes Schubert's song of the same name and turns it into what Max calls a twisted mashup.
Thank you.
a dance tune from medieval Italy known as a trotto, played by the group Symphony, and before that, Im Dorfer, the music of Schubert mashed up by Max de Wardner. This is Lake Junction, and here's one of the many English folk songs that offer great wisdom and insight. Our Captain Calls, as sung by Chris Wood.
Our Captain calls all hands tomorrow to leave my true love behind in grief and sorrow. Dry up those briny tears and how happy we shall be, love, at our next meeting. How can you go abroad, fighting for strangers? Why don't you stay at home, free dangers? I will roll you in my arms, my own dearest jewel. So stay at home with me, love, and don't be cruel. When I and golden store, you used to invite me, but now I'm lone and poor, you seem to slight me. You courted me a while, just for to deceive me. Now my poor heart you've won, you're going to leave me. Here's a due to all my friends, both father and mother. Grieve not for me at all, for into everlasting joy, where fountains flowing.
Lovely stuff. Chris Wood and Our Captain Calls, which is on his album The Lark Descending. Chris Wood's taking a little bit of time off, having toured extensively last year with Joan Armour Trading. But it looks like he is going to be back out there in April. Have a look at his website and catch him if you can. Here are the Belscher Quartet with the glorious opening movement of Beethoven's late string quartet, Opus 131.
Thank you.
That's the Johnny Parry Chamber Orchestra with Keep Kicking and Screaming from their album Fields and Birds and Things. And that following on from the Belcher Quartet and the first movement of Beethoven's Quartet in C-sharp minor, Opus 131. If you'd like details of that recording or, of course, anything else you've heard tonight, do have a look at the playlist, which we'll post on the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website. This is part of the piece that resulted from Terry Riley's early experiments with tape. He sampled the playing of the saxophonist John Gibson and turned it into a dense piece of minimalism called Poppy No Good.
Thank you.
Vintage Afro-Spanish rhythms from the Caribbean island of Puerto Rico, the group Juanchin y sus Pleneros del Palmar with the singer Tasso Peña, following on from a part of a classic piece recorded by Terry Riley in 1968 called Poppy No Good. And after such a convincing impression of a sheep, here are some real frogs, marsh frogs to be precise, recorded for the British Library National Sound Archive.
What?
from the new album from Chapelier Fou, which is French for Mad Hatter. That's a track called L'eau qui dort. The album is called Invisible, and it followed on there from The Great Sound of the Marsh Frog. All details are on the website bbc.co.uk/radio3/late junction. And of course, you can listen again there too to the programme for the next 7 days. Just keeping things French for a little while longer, here is Paolo Giacometti playing Ravel, preceded by Daniel Colline and the song Quel temps fait-il à Paris? What time is it in Paris?
Au vent de juillet, la mer effeuillait les vagues bleues des vacances. Et dans la clarté, le sable doré, je vous avais demandé quel temps fait-il à Paris? Le ciel est-il noir ou gris? Vous m'avez dit quand il pleut, à Paris c'est tout bleu. Ce n'était pas très sérieux. Vous regardiez mes yeux bleus, mais près de vous, j'ai compris que les yeux des amis, c'est le temps de Paris. Septembre est venu, je vous ai perdu. Vous êtes loin des vacances. La plage et le vent déchirant, je vous écris tristement. Quel temps fait-il à Paris? Ici le ciel est tout gris. Mais quand je pense à nous deux, dans mon cœur c'est tout bleu. Je n'ai pas trop de chagrin. Votre ciel bleu, c'est le mien. Un souvenir de bonheur, votre nom une fleur, c'est le temps de mon cœur. Un souvenir de bonheur, votre nom, une fleur, c'est le temps de mon cœur.
Thank you.
Paolo Giacometti with the fugue from Le Tombeau de Couperin by Ravel. And that's it for tonight. I'm Verity Sharp. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow night for our latest exclusive Late Junction session featuring Martin Green and Shima Mukherjee. Till then, good night.
I'm John Shea, and welcome once again to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Music for Piano Trio starts the programme today in a concert given in Warsaw in March 2012 by the Altenburg Trio from Vienna. Trios by Shostakovich and Ravel to come later, but they start with Beethoven. He chose the Piano Trio as the form that introduced him to the world, aged 25, when he published a set of three of them as his Opus 1. Haydn had put the Piano Trio on the musical map, and Beethoven's uneasy relationship with his ex-teacher probably explains why he only returned to the trio 13 years later in his Opus 70. This is the second of them in E-flat major. Thank you.